In our pre-devotional life, we may have formed many social connections in which we are grateful to others. But after coming to bhakti, we evaluate based on whether something is favorable or something unfavorable. So some of our horizontal connections, where we are grateful to others, they may not be so favorable for our bhakti. So what do we do in such a situation? Yes. The best situation is where the horizontal and the vertical both move along together. And if somebody has done something, some favor for us, we are grateful to them. It is not that for the sake of bhakti, we have to reject them. We have the gratitude for it. At the same time, we have to understand from a philosophical perspective that whoever has done for me, ultimately, it is Krishna who has done for me through them. One of the most intimate acts of service that can ever be done by one human being for another is a mother breastfeeding her child. She is offering her own body's milk to her child. And now, at the same time, if we think more deeply, the mother does not do anything special to produce milk when the child is born. The same God who sent a child into her womb and brought that child out, that same God also arranges for milk in her breast. So that means that it is not that the child should neglect the mother. But the point is that it's Krishna who is arranging for that child through the mother. So we acknowledge the instrument, but we also acknowledge the source. And as the best is, when we are grateful to the instrument, and we are also aware and grateful over the source. And in some such exceptional situations, if the two come in conflict, then the Bhagavatam says, Devarushi Bhutapta Nunam Vitranam Nayam Kinkaruna Rudi Janajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Kato Mukunda Parirutikaratam. That we all have various debts in this world. But if we are surrendering to Lord Mukunda, we are serving Him, then we are freed from these debts. So we don't have to act in our horizontal relationship if we are focusing wholeheartedly on our vertical relationship. And acting in that horizontal relationship is extremely unfavorable. At the same time, we live in a culture of aversion to commitment. Many people don't want to marry, they just want to live together. There are various sociological reasons, but the main thing is people don't want commitments. So, and what happens because we come to spirituality, we often mistake aversion to commitment to be detachment. But the two are not the same. Aversion to commitment is irresponsibility. Detachment actually comes from a higher taste. So sometimes because we live in a culture that is averse to commitment, what happens is we very, very casually trivialize and reject our horizontal relationships and say, I am doing it in the name of bhakti. But actually, how much we are seriously practicing bhakti, that is also a question. So we should consider, especially those who are close relationships, we have to give them due importance. And how to, in principle, the best is to harmonize both. The best cannot be harmonized. In principle, for the vertical relationship, the horizontal relationship, certain obligations can be given up. But we shouldn't do that in a dismissive or a perfunctory or cursory way. We have to deeply deliberate, consult some senior devotees, and then act maturely. Otherwise, we may be just rationalizing our own irresponsibility in the name of spirituality. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Should we stop here? So thank you very much.